Conclusion. Friday Night Conversations. It's Friday night. For many, the work week is done. You decide to go to a restaurant for a nice evening meal, and the hostess sits you close to a group of friends, so close that you can't help but overhear their conversation as they go around the table, each talking in turn about their weeks at work. One utters, "Thank God it's Friday. I hate my job." Another belts out, "My manager is such a jerk. He doesn't listen to anyone." And another chimes in, "I have no idea why what we do even matters. Every day, I feel like I'm stuck in a prison." On and on it goes until the final person at the table clears her throat to speak. As she begins, you recognize the voice and suddenly realize she is your employee. What is she about to say? Will she continue in the same vein as her friends? Or will she instead say something like, "I feel for all of you. I actually like where I work. I feel connected to what we're doing and the people I work with. It's a great place to work." As leaders, we need to consider what is said during these Friday night, end-of-week conversations among friends and loved ones. Are people proud of your work culture? Is your organization a place where people like to work, or is it one that people disparage? The answers to these questions should be instructive and motivate us to pay attention to our work cultures. Two questions. As we wrote in the introduction to this book, the culture question has two parts. How does your organization's culture impact how much people like where they work? And what can you do to make it better? In this book, we have shown that culture does indeed impact whether or not people like where they work. We have also shown how leaders can improve culture and create healthier workplaces where people like to work. The chapters in this book do not offer a step-by-step process. Rather, they provide guidance regarding the elements that we believe are central to all great workplace cultures. Essentially, this book provides a map, but each of us decides the route we will take for the journey. Maps help us plan, and they guide us along our travels. However, maps do not always show us all the obstacles and opportunities we may encounter along the way. There may be a scenic side road that doesn't look like much on the map, or a restaurant with great food that just opened up. We need to be flexible with our routes and willing to stop, change direction, or enjoy the scenery. But we still need a map. Otherwise, we cannot plan where we are going, and we risk getting lost. This book is primarily a map of the journey that we, the authors, have traveled. We hope you proceed from here with the map we've provided. Don't just put the book down and think of workplace culture as something you will eventually get to. You are already contributing to workplace culture, and this book is an invitation to be more intentional. Talk about it with others in your organization. Ask the question, "What are our employees saying on Friday nights?" Develop a plan to begin the journey of creating, improving, and sustaining a healthy workplace culture. The journey forward. One of the most meaningful things we can do with our time is to help create workplaces where people like to work. But it's not only about our well-being. It's also about the sustainability of our organizations. Healthy cultures are durable cultures. No matter what industry you are in, having a healthy workplace culture is truly one of the best competitive advantages. Other organizations may have access to more funding, or they may have greater capabilities in certain domains, but if they do not have healthy cultures, they will not be successful in the long run. At Achieve, we have days, weeks, and even extended periods of time when things aren't as great as they should be. But overall, we have a healthy culture, one that we have developed over time, and we trust that, with attention, it will stand the test of time. We are confident that on Friday nights, our employees are the alternative voices to many in the crowd, voices that tell their peers and loved ones that they like where they work. This is what we wish for you and everyone in the workforce. Our hope for this book is that It will assist you on your culture journey as you work to transform your organization into a place where people like to work.